Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is Tanya Stewart, and I have two charges that have came up. They're pending on my account, my bank account, and I just want to make sure those are removed and whatever this product, I guess it's a product, has been ordered. I'm not
okay.
Sure what this is, but whatever it is.
Alrighty, so I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to assist. Alrighty, so let's see. Let me get your account up first.
Okay.
And I am the supervisor you requested.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. Okay. Alrighty, so you were saying the charges was fraudulent?
Yes, I have no idea what this is. The young lady I was speaking to mentioned that there were two creams or an eye cream or a collagen cream that were mailed out.
Okay.
Maybe April 4th.
Okay, gotcha. Alrighty, so that first and last name along with the billing address for security purposes, please.
First name is Tanya, last name is Stewart, and the address is 516 Cedar Valley Drive, Clarksville, Tennessee, 37043.
Thank you for that information. So, yes, I do see that there was a purchase that was made on the 4th of April. It was for the Aloe Vera face cream and also the eye serum that helps reduce fine lines and wrinkle. It's an all-natural product that is to be tested out for 14 days for free. And if there's no call notifying that they want that trial to be canceled before the subscription charge starts, then the after-trial charges would apply to the account and the product would come each month.
Yes, but I don't know the product and I haven't received a trial.
Okay, so let's see. Now, it does show that there was a delivery made to the address on the 9th of April.
Okay.
And it was around 5:46 p.m. Do you not recall receiving that product?
No, I promise if I did, I would definitely tell you. I don't have any products, and I've gone back through. I've been looking at this for, like, the last 2.5 hours. I'm, like, trying to make myself crazy, figuring out where this came from or did I get anything. And I don't have anything, but, I mean, I've looked everywhere to see if there was anything new here, and I have the same stuff. So I don't know what this was.
All righty. So, yes, ma'am. So let me go ahead and look into the account. Could someone in your household possibly made the purchase? Because the IP information will link us back to the exact device, and whoever made the purchase without your authorization, we will have them prosecuted due to the, unauthorized charges that you did not authorize.
Right. So I don't have any idea who would have made a payment or charge for eye cream. It's me and my husband. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. I just don't want, I mean, I'm not going to prosecute him if he ordered eye cream, but I'm pretty sure he didn't.
Yes, ma'am. So let me go ahead and get the account counsel. And if these charges that you've all made and just do not care to pay, then you could possibly charge a fine due to false accusation. But give me one brief moment to get everything situated.
That'd be great.
No problem.
That's why you don't do two things at one time. Back on it.
One brief moment. Alrighty, so while I'm in the process of getting that done, you will be receiving an email confirming the cancellation and also the refund within the next 24 to 48 hours. Also, there will be a cancellation number prepared for you in just a second.
Okay. Do you have my email?
The email that we do have on file is that email, which is remax.tanyastewart@gmail.com.
That's my email.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have my email?
That's what we were provided on the account.
I am so confused by this. I mean, you actually have my email.
Mm-hmm.
What is this product?
This product is a skincare product
that
helps. E L E V A I R E.
I don't have that. I'm going to Google that. Hold on. Because I do not have this product. But that's weird that you have my email.
We didn't put it in there, ma'am. That's how the account was set up.
I know. That's what's got me a little bit. Like, you can't have my email. Somebody gave you my email. Okay, I'm looking at the thing. What color is this bottle? I don't see anything yet. I do not have this cream. It's a white with a red label.
Let me go see. One brief moment.
And it's like white, silver, and then it's got a red thing around it. A little, you know, like the label itself.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen this.
It's white with a pink looking label. It's pink and purple. Rejuvenated, hydrated, moisturized on the label. It has a facial moisturizer made with aloe vera. It's a 30 millimeter, 1 full ounce product.
I see the little bottle, but I'm telling you, I don't have this. Like, where the hell did this come from?
Thank you for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm.
My name is.
So I did go ahead and make sure everything is canceled. I do have that cancellation number available whenever you're
okay.
Ready.
Okay.
That's going to be.
I'm ready.
That's going to be C as in Charlie. 78. A as in Apple. 63. 516-625.
Okay.
All righty. So, that is.
And this one is for the 9290. And then there's another one.
It's
on
for
here.
Both of them. That's a recycled number of hours. I did go ahead and cancel and refund both of the charges, which was the 9290 and the 9189. And also the shipping charges of $7.45 and $6.70. So they all will be refunded back within the next 3 to 5 business days, or however long it does take the bank to release those funding. That was the cancellation of both transactions. Like I said, you don't have to worry about calling the other number because it's just a recycled number of hours.
So let me ask you then, on this one, 9290, the other one, what is that cream?
One is the eye serum and one is the facial cream.
Okay, but they're the same name, the aloe vera.
One would be facial moisturizer and the other would have eye serum on it.
All right. I apologize for any inconvenience. I don't know what's going on. I've canceled my card. I'm actually trying to figure out what's happening here. But if you have my email, I'm not real sure how this is happening. But I am looking into it, so I apologize for any problems that this could be. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no need to apologize, ma'am. I'm just happy that we can go ahead and assist and get everything situated for you.
Thank you.
No problem. Do give it 3 to 5 business days for those funds to appear back from your account. And once again, my name is Amia. That's AMIA, the supervisor you've requested today. And you have a wonderful and positive day, all right?
Thank you so much. You too.
No problem. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.